Thank you, Michael, for that very gracious introduction. I'm very happy to be here. I've got a number of pieces to share with you. I got something out of writing them. I hope you get something out of hearing them. This first piece is called Mad for Medgar, Ramblings from the Mind of Byron de la Beckwith. Byron de la Beckwith is the accused killer of Medgar Evers. How good it is to hate, to wrap my fingers round my lust and pump and squeeze and pump and squeeze. God said the world would end in fire, an orange tongue licking earth into ash. Each dead nigger is a new world born, a planet peeping from the warm womb of that awful blackness bubbling between my crosshairs. Pump, squeeze, pump, and squeeze. Medgar made me mad, his nerve, his grace, his eloquent sass. Ain't no future for a nigger who refuses to fit. Pump, squeeze, pump and squeeze. It got so hot when I hit that trigger, stroked my steel, spattered my spit on his broad black back. Oh, to hear Medgar moan once more, to see him glimmer and fade like a star sliding to earth. This is called Lickety Split. Rip, zip, zing, got a groove. My thing, an intro, the concept, the others slept, the notion of the motion of the diggable verb. If you got the ears, I got the nerve, and faith in the funk when art attacks. We eggheads be blowing with blues on our backs, a muscular beat that I like to flex, phase, amaze, and perhaps perplex. I got dozens, cousin, and I fling them fast, reinforced rhyme that's built to last. Through every lightweight, transparent trend, a gateway groove with a bebop blend, a fly kind of thing that makes me swing, hot-buttered blues from Watts to Beijing. Step to the mic with funk that's flat, get dropped by a line that's slick and fat, like the sounds that flew in the Harlem flow when Bird and the Bop Beat ran the show. Unreeling riffs at blue-black speed, blasting big notes that wail and bleed. Those are the roots of the rhymes I spill, bending words to suit my will. A brown and funky jazz with a hipster vibe, kicking out logistics for the future of the tribe. A fist, a word, a roach, a bird, a drum, a wing, a tongue, a ring, a bop, a swing, a funk, I sing. A rat-a-tat scat, a way cool cat, a glow, a buzz, I can kick beats like music does. Like dancers doing dips on the crest of a ridge, and Sonny blowing licks on the edge of the bridge. Be at ground zero as a new slick is born, and a poet throwing notes like the bell of a horn. A pause for the cause, as I rest my jaws. Poets be the rules, like Republicans and laws. We break 'em, we bend 'em, we only recommend 'em when we have a hand in the code as it's planned. Then we hum like the drums in our native land, like this and like that and like this, like the spark that arcs when intellects kiss. We dress up the words like elegant birds, in lids and vines, in fact, the whole nines. Yes, I be rocking with the fly verse, kid. Open my throat and the funk it just slid like the syllables did when Langston let loose and the bass ran a race with the gin and the juice. Open my throat, spat a note on the breeze. It wiggled and it bent like a bit of vocal ease. A poem that swings when the groove won't quit. and the funk rolls on, lickety split. Piece is called Someone is Raping Black Girls in Buffalo, inspired by real incidents. I begin with a traditional saying that I heard often in the neighborhood growing up. It goes, if she's old enough to pee, she's old enough for me. Hey, little schoolgirl, tell your daddy I'm a schoolboy too. Want to hear a secret? Black girls are breaking open. A beast lurks in a black shack in Buffalo. A soul slasher slinks in shadows, poised to pounce on pigtails and pinafores. A beast beats his chest in Buffalo and blinks his bloody eyes. Cops keep cool while the skulker scores. One little, two little, three little schoolgirls, 15, 16, 17 schoolgirls. Cops keep cool for how many more? Someone is raping black girls in Buffalo. Until that someone is stopped, mothers must endure the kicks and screams of their daughters' dreams. Fathers must feel and not forget the full fury, the night sweat. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight, come out tonight, come out tonight. Calling all gods, ancestors, elders, everyone, please make the madness stop. Beat back the shadows, give back the blood, bust the beast. Bend his blistered claws around his own thick throat. Piece is called Any Fool Knows, and it was published in Del Mar, which is a fine local literary publication. Our kitchen smells like horses. The wind rushes in from two doors down, bringing with it strong stench from the mountainous mounds of dung stacked and steaming in our neighbor's yard. Why he wants horses here in the city is a mystery. His backyard's barely big enough to hold their huge haunches and proud necks. They twitch nervously and turn in tight circles, tap their hooves on the hot ground like horses in a hurry. Must be something in the hay that makes them so hyper. Horses and hay go together like flies and funk. The sound of their munching lives in our ears. Hay's not enough for horses. My wife says, they need silence, clear skies, and lots of room. Any fool knows that. Our children were fascinated for a full 5 minutes before the wonder wore off. The constant whinnies became just another noise. City Hall has been no help, but the wife holds hope still. The Humane Society won't stand for horses shaking and sneezing in the wet. They'll watch children sleep in the gutter. But damn it all, if a horse is going to suffer, any fool knows that. Unless the back door remains sealed, tight as the lips of a tomb, the flavor of horse flesh curdles our breakfast. We all eat our Cheerios and pray for rain. This is called Dred Scott Square. I was reminded of this poem again when I saw the Sunday magazine section of the Post-Dispatch, and they had a piece on all the monuments to Thomas Jefferson here in Missouri, even though he never actually set foot in Missouri. And I thought about Dred Scott again, and I thought about all the wondrous monuments to Dred Scott. There ought to be, but aren't. And my poem is a humble effort to honor his memory in absence of the monuments that should be here. Dred Scott Square. My sons and I are standing where Dred Scott Square should be, where the shadow of his statue should wrap its arms around us like a silent sentry. Nearby, the wind whips the river, and the sky over the old courthouse glows a guilty crimson. My sons, perhaps too young to sense the air charged with ghosts, can't help but wonder what has drawn me to this empty space. I am still and listening, hoping to catch a clue. The answer begins as whispered history, a humble voice growing into a rolling thunder roar, rattling the earth, expanding this space with new meaning. Came to the heartland with Peter Blow, who traded me for hard, cold cash. I followed Emerson through Illinois, Wisconsin, met my Harriet there, down to Bayou Country and back up to St. Louis. I crossed the heart of this pale civilization, from slave state to free territory to slave state, from beast to man and back again. I grew tired of ceaseless toil, of holes left in me by loved ones torn away. So I sought solace in the law. White justice won when the courts confirmed me a mere thing, inhuman. Here, in this sad little city that mistook men for mules. My sons and I are standing in Calvary Cemetery, staring at the Dred Scott stone. Its small shadow hugs the hard earth. There ought to be a law against this, noble Dred. Shame on us, your kin, for allowing you this end. Your name all but unknown, your reward a patch of dirt here in this sad little city. This piece is called Harlem Haiku, a scrapbook. It's for Ira B. Jones. It's in commemoration of a trip we took to Harlem. And the whole poem, every stanza is a haiku. Morning brought strong rain. The warm drops reached out to us with welcoming hands. We wandered between Lenox and Liberation, looking for light in Langston's lair, learning the language of streets as fast as New York voices that spit swift words like secret music, much too rich for our flat, slow tongues. Harlem, sweet Harlem, where Renaissance writers wrote words that breathe black fire. Harlem, sweet Harlem, where brave Marcus and Malcolm faced down hungry fate. Harlem, sweet Harlem, where noble ghosts watch and wait for the rising time. Harlem, sweet Harlem, what deep secrets sleep beneath your smoldering breast? Dusk brought long shadows. The last lights skipped and danced down the darkening streets. We stalked Harlem's haunts like souls in search of something to enchant our rhymes, some kind of power that makes the brownstones glow and give off good magic, to make words dance and solve the riddle of themselves in perfect stanzas. Sylvia's soul food seduced our hearts and bellies while we talked and dreamed. Recall the waitress who charmed us with her beauty. Think of her smile as I offer a toast to hallowed, holy Harlem, home away from home. I've got a piece here that I wrote in a very sarcastic state of mind. It's called How to Get Published in 5 Easy Steps. or how to fake the funk and get fabulously famous. One, strike up the bland. Think of messed up music, a piano split and splintered, a tambourine punched clear through. Two, speculate on the metaphysical possibilities of nothingness. Three, do not shout. Don't belt no blues. Engage in rhymeless, rhythmless coughing. Hack and spit dust like gospel done got up and left your lungs. Four, break up a sentence. Just for the hell of it. Oh yeah, add one more jive, juiceless stanza. This is a poem in progress. It's called The Place Where You Live. It's an attempt to document my experiences and my surroundings, having lived on the North Side for the past 7 years. And each of the pieces has a subtitle. Boundaries. Something there is that hates offense. Experience is evidence. Gates, no matter how high, are simply no good in this borderless neighborhood. Locks are mocked and defied, picked, busted, tossed aside. Backyards become common ground, paths for pilgrims nowhere bound. They trample flowers, defile dirt with golden showers. It makes one dream of guns for hire, electric steel and razor wire. Something to make my land my own, private patch of battle zone. Small boys in the alley. We make of mattresses many things. Their scalpeled skins and spunky springs are launching pads for me and Spoon. We practice jumping at the moon or hitch a magic carpet ride until Mama calls us both inside. This is how we spend the day when Mama's men come to play. Cracksters, in the shadow of the school, commerce is their rule. Say, dude, you looking? Yo, bro, I got it over here. My man, want a piece of the rock? This stuff's so good, it's better than sex. Come on, Slick, your first taste is free. Wish the earth would open up and eat them. Wish cold death would come and keep them. Mr. and Mrs. C, her mind is fast fading and her sight down to a dim recognition of light. She depends. He tends with patient power in this love's most challenging hour. Definition, street corner evangelist, Del Mar and King's Highway. Megaphone mouth and myopic mind. Self-appointed savior of hapless humankind. Strutting, clucking, bombastic bird. Preening his plumage, pushing the word. Girl woman, dawn is dusty perfection. A fresh flower inspiring sin in the minds of dissolving men. She is a blossom ripened in light, safe only when out of sight. Dead teenager. The body cools by degrees in cap and denim dungarees. His stockinged feet tell the story, bereft of Nikes that were his glory. His mother's wail is another blues, sung for a son shot for his shoes. Definition, danger. She's at the sink when danger knocks. A single shot shocks and shatters the window glass. She shrieks as the bullet pushes past her trembling chin and sticks fast in the adjacent wall. Her heart's a hopping headless hen each time she remembers when she breathed the meaning of close call. Family in a nutshell. Oaken hands, circling the dinner table, form an urgent prayer cable, calling on God Most High to prove he is alive and able. Mother prays for descending wings to end her husband's smashing things. Sister prays for wisdom past her years and words to dry her mother's tears. Father prays for escape from life and its ensuing hateful strife. Brother prays for a gun to get the job done. Jermaine's rap. Crack broke the old man's back. Then he dropped from a heart attack. Mom's for sale on Sarah Street. How in hell am I supposed to eat? Y'all know who I am. Jermaine Jones. Who gives a damn? Just raise your hands in the air. Keep them up while I strip you bare. Give up that goddamn chain, or you're gonna feel a lot of pain. I got a switchblade and a gun, and I'm damn good with either one. Scream, bitch, I don't care. It turns me on when you get scared. The cops know who I am. Jermaine Jones. Now who gives a damn? Porch people. Ooh-wee. Just look at her. She wear her hair any old kind of way, don't she? You ain't never lied. Girl ain't got no shame. Coming out the crib looking like, damn it, I'll bite you. And that husband got that kink, don't you, her? You know, can't comb it, don't you try. Look like one of them rag-a-farians or something. Stoop girls, 17. Three babies each, and no longer thin. Freshness fades. Fat settles in. Bloats bellies and thickens thighs while they squat and scandalize. Toddlers tumble under feet. Hearsay, heartbreak, hazy heat. A world of crumbs and bums till the check comes. Life's a bitter, broken dream when you're a stoop girl, 17. Angelo. Angelo, just three, knows no other way to be. He sucks his thumb and rides the curb quietly so he won't disturb his mom, who's dreaming of life without boys, in a big house with a good fence and nary a noise. Angelo, just three, knows no other way to be. He sucks his thumb as people pass. His mother calls him monkey ass. All dialogue guaranteed overheard, by the way. Wash day. All around the laundromat, the junkie chased the dealer. His dope was due, his aim was true. Pop went the dealer. Secret garden. Blades bend and lean in a sea of summer green. Bumbling bees buzz and pass, blossoms blooming bright and clean. Above the body in the grass. Hours later, hungry worms and flies don't flinch from such a sight or pause to notice empty eyes staring into a starless night. Let's make some noise. Pump up the Jeep beats. Break up the concrete. Wake up the whole street. Cranking the woofers, burning the tweeters, chilling like villains in our two-seaters. We wear red, we wear blue, we smoke each other like gangsters do. Profile and roll by, watch the whole stroll by. We stone cold ghetto boys. Yo, fellas, let's make some noise. The artist. On the third floor of the third house, in a tiny studio, on a busy street, on a hot Saturday night. An artist dreams of Harlem. He hears Langston down the hall. Next door, blustered Bearden beats his brush against the wall. Downstairs, the rent party's swinging. Jazz is jumping. Sweat and fresh fried chicken flavor the air. Lovers leave the dance floor for a cuddle and a kiss. Ah, to be an artist in Harlem on a night like this. Maybe he'll just sit and think. Or buy a showgirl a drink. Or his reverie is rocked by his mate's insistent knock. Let's go, Picasso. Time to punch that clock. Two friends. This is a ditty about Don and Smitty. Friends growing up in the big city. Don's family moved to where life was good. Smitty spent his days dodging death in the hood. At 12, Smitty pushed rock. His ma and pa nearly died of shock. Don studied hard and left for Yale. Smitty snatched six in county jail. Don approached big business and gave the door a knock. Smitty went back home to push more rock. Smitty pimp rolls and sports gold chains. His curl quits when it rains. Don strides straight and buries his roots in nasal speech and pinstripe suits. Smitty boils and hates. Don assimilates. Don lives the good life with his white wife. Smitty's a light sleeper with a pistol and a beeper. The evening whirl. The headlines always scream a stupefying stream of blood, gore, guns, and perverse poetic puns. Cadillac Red found dead, shot in head while in bed. He deserved it, Hooker said. Folks stand in line from nine till hell to buy the rhymes and crimes the world unveils. Who says a poet's work won't sell? Blowing at the moose. In a night spot called the Moose, a bebop band is busting loose. As glasses clink and saxes roar, a sexy dancer takes the floor. Her breasts are round, her waist is lean, Nefertari garbed in green. Jazzers lick their lips and watch her swaying hips. In a night spot called the Moose, a bebop band is busting loose. Fire drinkers, we worship the sweet burn, the juice that turns us loose. We sleep with one ear open, listening for Our Lady of the Liquor. She calls Junie from Hanoi Mist, lures him from his foxhole at Whittier and Cook. Her moist murmurs spring me from the cold claws of memory, the two-lane straddle, the wind-swept world, the child frozen in my headlights. One taste, and our hands are clean again. No blood, no mud, no blistering regret. Two tastes, and we are what we were, one foot in the future, the other on the sun. Thank you. That's a poem in progress, naturally. I still live on the north side. As long as I live there, the poem will continue. I'm going to do a trilogy of poems based on the myth of the flying Africans. There's a legend in the black community that there were Africans who knew how to fly. They were captured into slavery. Some of them forgot the language. Some of them did not. The ones who remembered flew home. So I have three poems. Usually in the legend, a Christ-like figure, an older black man, appears on the plantation and leads the other slaves who can fly to freedom. So I have one from his perspective. I have one from the perspective of someone who cannot re-grasp the language and has to stay behind. And I have one from the perspective of the driver man, the overseer, who can do nothing about these flying Africans. First is called Mumble the Magic Words. Come, claim your wings. Lift your life above the earth. Return to the land of your father's birth. Come, unbend your back. Let us fade together in a trick of light. Let us gather stars and ride the night, never forgetting those who've forgotten beneath the lash and sting of cotton. Kum kunka yali, kum tambe, buba yali, buba tambe. Mumble the magic words, seize the sky as soaring birds. Memory of wings. I heard a great humming herald the holy ones coming, rhythm rumbling as it rose above the bent backs of the cotton rows. Through a fold of molten air, a blue-black man with snow-white hair landed lightly on the trembling field to share the secrets he concealed. Faith lifted my eyes to see an angel in human guise, with human hands black as mine, walk along the planting line. He urged us all to remember wings, sacred spells and ancient things, ancient songs and ancient chants, to power the ancestral dance. Lift up, He said, the sky is yours. Ride the wind to your native shores. Many rose swift as thought, singing out the words he taught, dropping sacks, seeds, and hoes as they climbed above the cotton rows. Those of us whose tongues were slow could only watch and remain below. Driver man cursed the sky as the flock went soaring by, black wings against the sun, beyond the bite of whip and gun. Memories of magic and holy wings ease the ache bondage brings. Still, I scan the sky and pray to see the Holy One coming back for me. The driver man's version. A slave or two done disappear, but ain't no flying niggas here. Look, all I do is make backs bleed. I can't tell what I ain't seed. I'm gonna wrap it up with two poems that I usually read. One is called Hip Hop Bop. Well, what's up? K-Pasa and a big hello. Habari Ghani and a high D-ho. Share the glory of this story as I break into rhyme. Walk in the new way inside of time. Stand back. I choke on my smoke as I pick up steam. Conjuring color, a zoot-suited dream. Weaving word spells in a sonic stream. Saving the thought nobody caught putting it down. Beaming a scheme nobody dreamed giving it sound. I'm a hipster Lindy hopping in the corner of mine. Twirling toward the exit, striving to find the light of true poetic expression, breaking the back of systematic oppression, liberating language, demanding attention, helping hip hop to another dimension. Jazz and rap in combustible conflation, crazy fresh lyrical prestidigitation. Fee, fi, fo, fum, clap your hands and give the poet some. Pounding percussion like Blakey and Max, leaping like Lester when he's blowing his axe, singing like a god, swinging like the devil, juicing this jam to a higher level. Rock it, don't stop it. Rock it, don't stop. Let me tell you the story of hip-hop bop. Hip-hop boppin's beyond finger-popping. When the rhymes are rocking, there's just no stopping. The full effect of blues bombs dropping and jazz words jumping like drumsticks pumping. Excuse me while I get into something. Spwee bop and dee blue and dee doo bleat. Spwee bop and dee blue and dee doo bleat. Good God. Somebody stop me. I do it myself. But the spirit's got me. In a boogie bop trance, I'm a pinstripe dandy who lives to dance. A jelly roll jitterbug, juking the joint and cutting the rug. Busting rhymes fantastic. Bluesy, bold, but never bombastic. Always giving you my best, though. A manifesto. Calling all souls. Clap hands and sing. We can work wonders while our words take wing. Leap, slide, spin like a dancer. Sweep, glide, stimulate a stanza. Redefining form. Rolling like a storm. Cleansing like rain. Non-stop hard bop in the manner of train. Spectator shoes and pork pie head covers. Getting good vibes from my friends and my lovers. Strutting the hood in splendiferous vines. These are a few of my favorite lines. Ha! I'm on the good foot, and my mic is smoking. Poetry's a place where truth is spoken. My lyrics are limber, and my tongue is nimble. Splash me a dash of hi-hat cymbal. And listen for a minute while I break in the scat. Juking syllables and rhythm straight out of my hat. Non-stop till I drop. When I blow that hip-hop bop, when I blow that hip-hop bop, when I blow, yeah. This is my last piece. It's called Oh My. Doo-wop, box top, slip-shod, hot rod, roly-poly, popcorn, X, Y, Z. If you can repeat that, you're better than me. But let's get real. You know you can't do it. Step into the light and I bring you to it. Oh, my. I'm rocking this powwow. Pay close attention and I'll show you how now. Tisket, tasket. If there's a question, go ahead, ask it. Listen to my wisdom as my words take flight. Pull up a chair and I'll teach you tonight. Many contenders wish they had this methodical, magical mixture of madness.
spitting a spout of spontaneous spirit, letting loose language and hoping you'll hear it, spreading splendid spunk and splash, flinging facts and funkadelic flash, speedily speaking specific speech is only the beginning of the truth that I teach. Is the rate I'm riffing too much for your taste? I switch gears and change the pace. Slow down the drama and throw down the trauma of hunger, pain, racism, hate. Or meditate the meaning of mankind's fate. Homeless children, death in the street. But wait, I hate to poop a party. I'm here to move your feet to the fascinating rhythm of the hip-hop beat. Oh my, who can jam faster than a shape-shifting, mood-lifting mojo word master? Now it's time to work the mic and have my say, dropping science on the state of hip-hop today. Something's wrong and most of us know it. Any sucker with a pen can call himself a poet. Shoot limp lines, wimp rhymes, and catatonic sonnets. You're begging for a bullet with your sucker name on it. You're putting minds to sleep, doing zip for the cause, selling out cheap and flapping your jaws. Not me, see. I'm rejecting the stiff cuts, perplexing the poo butts who pollute the process with excremental excess, misogynistic junk and hyperbolic bunk, corrupting the code of futuristic funk. Just call me master, cause my stuff is brilliant, delightful, insightful, and righteously resilient. Too black and too strong, pumping out the passion of an Afrocentric song. Too strong and too black, and if you dare to attack, I'm gonna strike back. Oh my, I'm cold and I know it. Listen to the rhythm of the truth as I flow it. I'm no fool, cause I'm self-schooled, an autodidact as a matter of fact, who never makes a statement he has to retract. I'm a hoodoo howling hip-hop host, flipping fly verbs from coast to coast. I'm a tribal crier, primal signifier, rule resister, tempo twister, thought processor, hip-hop professor, long breath singer, lingo slinger, kicking logistics and rhymes with reason that celebrate the season of the griots, the seers, the prophets of rhyme, warning the world of the fire next time. Don't even dream it, because you can't beat it. It's hard enough just to repeat it. I'm gonna keep the crown and retire undefeated. And if you've a notion to rip off my rhymes, may your family struggle in interesting times. A pox on thee. I curse and I damn you. You better believe I can outslam you. Don't F with me, cause I'm the B to the E to the S to the T. Just in case you're unable to spell, might as well go ahead and tell. When it comes to the pen, I'm unparalleled. Y-O, it's time for me to go. So, I flow with a fact you should already know. Reasons to cheer are abundantly clear. I'm the hip-hop king and I've got no peer. That's it, folks. I'm out of here. Thanks. Thank you.